And first, Ezekiel 37. The message today is a question of faith. A question of faith. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy over these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. And you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. The first question, Son of man, can these bones live? Now Matthew chapter 9. Verse 27. And as Jesus passed by from thence, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Have mercy on us, thou son of David. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They say unto him, Yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it done unto you. And their eyes were opened. Now, Mark chapter 9. A father has brought his demon-possessed son to the disciples of our Lord, and they tried to exorcise that demon, and they were unable. Verse 17, And one of the multitude answered him, Master, I brought unto thee my son, who hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever it taketh him, it dasheth him down, and he foameth and grindeth his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast it out, and they were not able. And he answered them and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him unto me. And then the man has a convulsion. And look at verse 22. He's answering our Lord, and he says, This has happened to him from a child. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If you can, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, John 9. Verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast this blind man out of the synagogue, and finding him, he said, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "And who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and he it is that speaketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Now, chapter 11, John 11, verse 21. Martha therefore said unto Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. And even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give thee." Jesus saith unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha saith unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She saith unto him, "Yes, Lord, I have believed that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, even he that cometh into the world." Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for these magnificent portions of the Word of God that we have read. We're aware that man could think of nothing like this to record for us. But we are thankful that you have recorded these things for us. And we are thankful that in these portions, the souls of men have been searched out. And we pray that this Easter morning, our souls shall be searched out as well. Our God, let us know how long we have gone through life without facing the questions that the Lord Jesus would ask us personally. But we pray that we shall this morning, and that the answers that the Lord received from those of whom we've read shall be the answers that all of us here shall be able to give him. This can only be accomplished, Father, if your Spirit comes upon us and works. And so grant that, we pray. Look upon us for good, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Sometimes the Lord asks easy questions, things that you are familiar with, and you are able to answer those questions. But not one of the questions that the Lord Jesus asked that I read to you, if you were asked, would you be honestly able with certainty to answer yes? You may give an answer, but you could not give that answer with certainty that those who lived with Christ in the days of his flesh gave. And what happens is this, that as you get older and more people die and you go to funerals and you look into the face of the corpse, if you are nearing death or if you ever think that you're going to die, you look at that corpse and you ask yourself the question, can that dead body live again? Now, have you ever asked yourself that question when you went to a funeral? Or do you look at the corpse and just say, "Oh, well, someday all will be well"? Or are you able solemnly to listen to the Lord Jesus when he asks you that question and answer that question with truth concerning not easy things, but hard things? This is what I mean. In Ezekiel 37, this poor prophet is brought into a valley of dry bones. And he says, now, look at these bones. He said, now tell me, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And thank God for the honest answer he gave. He said, Lord God, thou knowest. Ordinarily, we would look at them and say, no, it's impossible. All hope has vanished. These are dead bones. That is the end of their existence. But thank God, Ezekiel, since he was talking to his Creator, he said, it may be possible with you, but I do not know. He said, you know. Thank God for that honest answer. In Mark chapter 9, a man had brought his son that was demon-possessed to the disciples of the Lord Jesus, and they tried to exorcise that demon, and they were not able. And when it came to the Savior, the man looked at him and said, your disciples were able to do nothing. He said, if you can do anything, help us. And the Lord Jesus said, if I can do anything, he said, if you can believe, he said, all things are possible to him that believes. Thank God for his answer. He said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Now, are you that honest that when you look dead people in the face and God says, can that dead person rise again? Would you answer honestly with Ezekiel and say, Lord God, you know. Would you have a little more faith and be able to say with that father concerning his son, when the followers of Christ had failed, would you say to him, I believe, help thou my unbelief? Are you that honest? Or are you a Christian who goes through life pretending that you are filled with faith and you never have any doubts? If so, you are a remarkable Christian, because even those closest to Christ had doubts again and again. And the faith that they had at one time to work miraculous powers, somehow that faith was not maintained, and they were unable to do something that they had been able to do at one time. You, the life that you're living now for God, is it as holy as the life you lived at one time? Or has the world crushed you and you are stumbling through life and you can do something, but you're not able to do what you used to be able to do? The disciples had to hear these words from the Savior. O faithless generation, bring him unto me. And at times, thank God for this, if someone comes and asks some difficult question of me, I do not say, yes, I am able. I do not say, I am unable. I say, take it to Jesus. He is able. But what happens is this. On two occasions, those who were in a condition that had never been healed since the world began, two men that were blind came to Jesus, and they had heard what he had done for some. And they cried out to the Savior, and they wanted to be blessed. and they would not let him go, and they followed him as best they were able until they got into the house. And the Lord Jesus said, what do you want? And they said, Lord, that we may receive our sight. These are blind men. Have you ever looked into the eyes of a blind man, how that they are closed, and if they are open, they can see nothing, and they take a cane and walk down the street with it? And so these two blind men that were in that condition came to Jesus, and he said, what do you want? They said, Lord, that we may receive our sight. And the Lord said this, do you believe that I am able to open your blind eyes? And they said, yes, we believe. Now, if I ask some of you questions, as hypocrites, you would say, oh, I believe every word in the Bible, and you do not even know all the words that are in the Bible. And so you pretend to be stronger, to have greater faith than you actually do. But what happens is this. If the Lord put you to the test and said that you would be miserable as you go through life, if you only had the actual amount of faith that is to be found in your heart, what would happen? Peter thought he had more faith than he did. When the Savior said, you're going to deny me three times, he said, I will die before that happens. And the Lord Jesus had to show him what weakness was in him. And so here are these individuals that are talking to the Savior, and he says, do you believe that I am able? And they said, yes, we believe you are able. And so he said, then this is what condition I'm setting upon you for healing. If you believe it, you will be healed. And if you do not believe it, you shall not be healed. And he touched their eyes, and he said, be it unto you as you believe. And immediately their eyes were opened. Thank God for that. But notice, here, it was not whether they believed that Jesus could do it, that inherently in him he was able to do it, but there was this combination. He knew what he was able to do, but he said, do you believe that I am able to do it? Now, whether they believed him or not, he was still able to do it, but he would not have done it. And of all things, this one who possessed omnipotence on an occasion went to those that knew him from his childhood, and he had to say this. He said, I marvel because of your unbelief. And it said he was unable to do many miracles there because of their unbelief. And had these blind men not had the faith, he would not have been able to heal them. Now, on occasion, the Lord shows you his independence of any faith that man has in him. Why? Because if a man is dead and the Lord Jesus is performed the miracle of resurrection, what faith can that dead man exercise? You say, none. It is all centered in Jesus. That is right. But at other times, the Lord asks questions about those that want healing, and if they have that faith, then the Lord Jesus exercises that faith, and they are either healed or they go away disappointed. Like the nine disciples that were in the valley when Jesus was on the mountain, they were unable to exorcise that demon. And when they asked, why were we not able? He said, because of your little faith. You didn't have enough faith. What does it mean? It means that we have saving faith. Thank God for that. But there is faith to work for God, to live for God. And that faith waxes and it wanes. And at one time, they were able. I remember in Luke chapter 10, he sent 70 out. and they went forth empowered by Christ, and they were casting out demons and doing marvelous things, and they came back rejoicing. They said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in thy name. And then on another occasion, disciples such as they that had been given power had let that power weaken. And then they spoke as they used to speak in the past. They said the same words that they had spoken in the past to exorcise demons, but nothing happened. Why? Because that power had diminished, and it took special power to cast out special demons. Now, there are some things that you can live as a Christian, not difficult at all. You say, well, I'm not tempted by woman. It depends on the woman that comes. I'm thinking David had not been tempted until Bathsheba came. And Samson was not tempted until Delilah came. And then his life was ruined, and David's life was ruined. Why? Because they had strength and integrity up to a point, but only to a point. And when Satan knows that, he brings a certain one into your life, just as he brought these demon-possessed men into the life of the disciples. And they did not have faith to cast him out. And so there is great faith, and there is little faith. And the Lord Jesus is testing them as to their faith. So thank God for this, that some of us, when we know our weakness, when we know our lack in the presence of God, we are able to say to him, when God asks us difficult questions, can these dead bones live? Speak truthfully to God and say, oh, Lord God, you know, I confess that to me it seems impossible, but with God all things are possible. Oh, Lord God, you know. And when you have seen all the Christian preachers fail, and all the Christian teachers fail, and you wonder if Jesus can do things, say honestly, I have seen so poor a representation of what you are and the power you had, I do not know if I believe anymore. And so if that happens to you, it is something that happened to the disciples of Christ first. Do not be ashamed. And when the Lord Jesus says to you, if you are able, and if you know that there is weakness in your heart, with tears cry out to the Savior, I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief. And so, if tonight you want to live for God, tomorrow, then when you go to bed, do not say, oh God, I'm filled with strength and power and sanctification. I shall live without sin tomorrow. Why not go into the presence of God and say, Lord, I believe, I know that I can do all things in connection with you who strengthens me. But my God, I do not know how much of that power I can draw forth tomorrow. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Why not pray that tonight rather than falsely telling God how great your faith is and how glorious your life will be tomorrow? Say to him, Lord, my faith is small. And the disciples on one occasion came to the Savior when he had just said this, whether there's any connection, I'm not sure, but the Savior said, if your brother sins against you 7 times in the day, and he comes to you and says, I repent, forgive him. Tell me, when is the last time anybody sinned against you and come up and said, will you forgive me? And you've forgiven them 1 time. If someone had sinned against me 7 times in the day, I do not know if I would have that much forgiveness in my heart. But when the Lord Jesus had told them that, the next verse says this, they went to Jesus and they said, Lord, increase our faith. And so that's what you need, faith to get along with Christians that sin against you, up to the point forgiving seven times in a day. And so look, here is this one man that said, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And here are his apostles that say, Lord, increase our faith. And for the first time, we learn about the weight of that virtue called faith. They said, Lord, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, be thou removed from this place to another, and it would remove. That much faith. And so if that is so, and my faith is small, well then you would need a microscope to see it. But that is all the faith that it takes if you have trusted Christ as Savior to pass from death unto life. Because God says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said to the Thessalonians, your faith groweth. That is what we want. And so, yes, you may have touched the hem of Christ's garment, but that touching and saving, it will not take you through life separate from sin unless your faith grows, unless you walk in communion with God day by day. And so there is honesty in Ezekiel. Can these dead bones live? O Lord God, you know. Can you heal my son? Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Forgive seven times in a day. Lord, increase our faith. Thank God for Christians like that. I am afraid of those that come up with Peter and say, I will never deny you. I will never fail you. I am above temptation. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And so, if your faith is small, go into the presence of God and ask, because he's promised this. If any of you lack faith, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And so the falsely say with Peter, I will never deny you. You will fail. But if you go and say, oh God, my strength is small, support me, then it says God will give you that faith. Now, theoretically, what happened to Ezekiel, because it was not actual, it was a vision that he had, and was asked, can these dead bones live? He said, Lord, you know. And he said, I'm going to use you, and we'll find out if these dead bones can live. Start prophesying. And so Ezekiel said, I should start prophesying. Start. And he started. And what was so remarkable is that these dry bones started coming together, one next to the other. They all fell into place where a skeleton's bones should be. And then there were sinews, and then there was flesh, and all of them turned out to be a great living army. And he said, this is what is going to happen to the nation of Israel in the coming day. Remember that. You have looked at the nation of Israel from A.D. 70 when they ceased to exist as a nation. And they did not exist until May the 14th, 1948. And then those dead bones came into existence again. And even though they are Christ rejectors now as a whole, it says, in a coming day, those branches that were broken out shall be grafted in again if they start believing. And the Lord says they are going to believe again. And God says to Ezekiel, do you believe that? And Ezekiel said, Lord God, you know. But now, the hardest thing happens. He comes to Martha, whose brother has been dead 4 days. And the Savior purposely stayed away until the brother would die and his body would begin to decompose. And so he comes to Martha. And Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. And the Lord Jesus said to her, your brother shall live again. Now, this is all the faith she had. She looked to the distant future and said, "Yes, Lord, I know that he shall live in the resurrection at the last day." That's all the faith that she had. All hope was gone that anything could be done now. But at least she believed that he would rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And the Lord Jesus said, "Let me update you, Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And then he asked these questions. "Do you believe this?" Now I want you to honestly answer that question. What loved ones have you buried? What friends have you seen laid in the tomb? The Lord Jesus has told Martha that her brother would rise again, that not in a coming day, but he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. It all is in me." Do you believe that? And without full comprehension, she says this, "Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he that should come into the world." Thank God for that answer. She said, "I believe that you are the Son of God. You should come into the world." But she did not know all that was involved. And so the Lord Jesus said, "Take me to the tomb." And when he got to the tomb, he said, "Take away the stone." And I rejoice in this answer that Martha gave. She said, "Lord, he is a stinking corpse. Do not humiliate me. Do not bring that shame upon me, having to look upon my body, the decomposed body of my brother. Lord, not that." And the Savior said this, "Did I not tell you, Martha, that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" And so she stepped back and let the Lord Jesus do what he came to do. And they removed the stone. And he said three words, "Lazarus, come forth." And it says, "He who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot." And what no man could do, the Lord Jesus did with three words. And he said to the others, "Now, you loose him and let him go." And then Martha understood that there was more contained in the words of Jesus than she ever dreamt of. She thought that the Savior was giving her hope in the distant future. But the Lord Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Think. From John chapter 1, he had been called the life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. But he is life that gives life to the dead. He gives life to the living. He gives life to all his creation. Because the Savior said, "The hour cometh when all that are in the tomb shall hear the voice of the Son of God and shall come forth." And the three words, "Lazarus, come forth," every dead creature in existence shall hear the voice of the Son of God and shall come forth. And I'm glad that I shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and some of you shall stand before the great white throne. But understand this, that all that the Lord Jesus was able to do on occasion, he went to individuals and said, "Do you believe that I can do it? Do you believe that I have power? Do you believe that I am the one that I said I am? That I am the Son of God?" And Martha said, "Yes, I believe." She believed, but not strongly enough. But when she saw the Lord Jesus call forth her brother from the grave, then she believed. And this is what Job said at the end of his test with God. He had challenged God, but finally, when God came and spoke to him, this is what he said. He said, "O God, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be restrained." And that is what the Savior wants us to understand about him, as he can do all things, and no purpose, no plan, no intention of his can be restrained. And so the Lord Jesus came to Martha, and he came to Ezekiel, and he came to those that were put to the test, and he said, "Do you believe?" And some of them said, "Yes." And the Lord asked one question. He said, "When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" The Lord Jesus is coming again. And when he comes, shall he find faith in you who are still on earth? Time is gone. Let us pray. Now, Father, we confess that with shame, when the Lord Jesus makes us face reality, we are not able to say with those blind men, "Yes, I believe." They did believe. We are able to say, "I believe, help thou mine unbelief." And we are able to say with Martha in a vague way, "Yes, I believe these things about you." But our Father, we pray that we shall know with certainty the exceeding great and precious promises that your Son has given, and that we can look death in the face and say, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" We pray, our God, that the time shall come in our lives when we are able to say that, and knowing when your Son said, "I am the resurrection and the life," that we shall believe it, that we shall not fear, we shall not doubt, but with assurance, not only go through life with all its temptations, but face death knowing that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and he shall come again and change our vile bodies, and they shall become like his glorious body. Help us, Father, to believe who thy Son is, and believe in all the power that has been given to him. Hear us, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The meeting is over.